Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So assignments from over the weekend. The first one, answer this very non-Zen question. Why do you want to work with this particular content? RL. Note, the obvious answer is I don't want to suffer, so we encourage you to go beyond the obvious answer. So why do we want, what was the issue that you identified around play and why do you want to work on that? Then on Saturday, for the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about this issue. Keep the issue in the front of your awareness as you go about your day. Each time you become aware that attention is on the issue, notice what the voices are saying and jot it down. And then on Sunday, notice how much of the conversation in your head is in support of unexamined beliefs and assumptions. Review the various statements from the voices that you jotted down. What beliefs and assumptions are revealed by that review? A belief / assumption could be revealed by a single statement or a collection of statements. Write down the beliefs and assumptions, RL what you see. Example, the voices say, you know you don't enjoy surprises. Belief, unpredictability is dangerous. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning. It's Todd calling from Kelowna, British Columbia.
Hello, Todd.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. Good to be here. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here. What are you seeing?
A rush of energy. I'm seeing karma is repeating itself through these content focuses monthly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rolling over, and I'm just seeing it arising on almost any content we're looking at. For me, the primary karma is I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Uh-huh.
Just keeps showing up. Again
uh-huh.
and again, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we know what that is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Well, but the reason that I say it, Todd, is that it's not actually a karma.
Ah, okay.
It's ego.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
That's ego's ego's most dominant way of controlling people. It's what leads to procrastination and what, you know, all of the things, so many of the ways that human beings suffer. So ego says, I don't want to, I don't feel like it. People think that's them. And so they don't, you know,
Yeah, you talked about it in quite in depth in the recent news Monster newsletter article. About, you know, too hard and you know, I want to go to the gym, but, you know, I'm tired, you know, and it you know, it's funny, I sometimes, you know, play for me shows up in a lot of different areas, kind of in recreation, and but I can see that egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate is just always trying to make all that play into drudgery and have-tos, it's constantly dogging me on things that I really enjoy, and it keeps me physically active.
Yeah, and trying to make those miserable, and trying to make those something that it can convince you that you really don't want to do.
Right. The one I really saw yesterday, primary one, was it's almost 2 years now I've committed to riding my bike instead of using my car, and my car's been sitting for 2 years. In fact, I haven't registered or insured it for 2 years, and I've rode my bike for almost two years to do everything I need to do. And for me, that's a lot of play. I love riding my bike. It's fun, and I live out in the country, so I have to go into the city and run errands. But you know, there's one way is downhill, 30 minutes, and up and home is an hour and a half uphill. It's quite I live up in the mountains.
Wow.
So that conversation going down is wee, and that conversation coming up is this is hell.
Yeah. Why are you doing this? What
every
is the matter with you?
Almost every time, Sherry. It's like you got a car, register the thing, get it on the road, this is stupid, this is crazy. Yet halfway through that ride, when I'm up into the orchards and the, you know, overlooking the lakes and then to the mountains, it's so spectacular. The body is working. I'm really enjoying it when I get out of that conversation every time.
Well, and the thing about it is, Todd, you're the one with the body.
Ah, yes.
Right? And that voice is going on as if it's the one doing the work.
Thank you for that distinction.
Its whole function is trying to take the fun out of what you, human being with a body, enjoy doing, which is being in your body and using it and feeling alive.
Oh, that's so perfect. Feeling alive. Yeah. Yeah, because so many people question me all the time, why do you bike that route? Why do you bike it? And I said, because it makes me feel alive.
Yeah, exactly.
In a car, I feel so insulated and isolated, and, you know, and on my bike, I'm in the wind, I'm in the rain, I'm in the snow, I'm in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, it's a
You're
great
really
experience of being
alive.
I feel like it.
Yeah.
And inspiring to do.
Just to really, as you're pedaling along, to bring that into constant conscious awareness that that voice talking to you is not doing the writing. You are.
That's a great recording. I'm going to do a recording on that one. Because I often listen to recordings while I'm biking, you know, just my own recordings or the radio show. But that's a great recording about the ride.
Yeah. And what you really enjoy about it, how your legs feel, how your lungs feel, what it's like when the changing temperatures and the different, and how much you enjoy it, so that you really do get to be in your body and enjoying it as you're doing it.
Oh, I appreciate that encouragement so much. That is so wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. You are so welcome.
Okay.
Have fun.
Well, I will.
Go happy.
I will go happy.
Thanks,
you too.
Todd.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Todd. You know, I think when we were writing up the focus, Sherry, one of the elements we were looking at about play is just that play is done just because, not because of something or for something.
Yeah.
That part of what removes the sense of just playing with it is that I should do that. And I think you just pointed out that that's the primary way of controlling the human being, which is whatever I'm doing, turn it into something that I have to do rather than I want to do or choose to do or enjoy doing just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this recently, that with that attitude, anything can be play.
And exactly.
And with the one that you just described, everything isn't play, right? So the enjoying or not enjoying doesn't have anything to do with what we're doing. It has to do with who we're in relationship with.
Yes, and I thought what you pointed out to Todd, it's very practical, you know, that when I'm doing an activity that conditioning can get me through, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, I want to have my attention on the enjoyment I derive on it. It's a real direct the attention kind of experience to alter an orientation.
Yes. So the next time I hear, I don't want to, I don't feel like it, the response needs to be, well, then I guess I need to get up, do it, and learn to enjoy it.
Yes. Or even just tune into the fact that I do enjoy it, which is the only thing that's being obscured by the conversation, is I'm already having a good time. It's just I'm listening to something that is telling me that I'm not.
That's funny, because ego is never a good time. It doesn't have a good time. It doesn't like a good time. It doesn't want a good time. It wants to control the human being, period.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, this is Catherine from St. Louis.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, first of all, I'm seeing that I could work on play for the entire year-long retreat.
You could play with play for the rest of your life?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be mm-hmm. fun? Maybe I'll do that. what a good idea. Something that I was seeing is how serious conditioning makes everything, like, and so important and so serious, and it all means so much.
Yeah.
And so there's no room for play. There's this, you know, the world is going to heck in a handbasket. We do not take time to play here. This is big.
Don't enjoy it. It's going south in a big hurry. For God's sake, don't enjoy it while you're here.
Right. And and so there's this fear. There's all this fear under it. Like, I can't play. Everything's too scary.
Mm-hmm.
Too scary. Yeah. So when I was reading the focus, the quotes from Joseph Campbell and Alan Watts stood out to me about meaning and mm-hmm. about enjoying the dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't, and so... that's where I want to go, and I'm practicing with, like, my practice this morning was a lot of recording and listening with before I read the news. So the news can really make me scared, can really scare me and make me anxious. And so a lot of recording and listening with around me, it's play. The universe is play. The universe. What is the meaning of the universe? I think Alan Watts asked that. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah. And it just from that place, it didn't seem so big and scary and all-important. And
well, yeah, and what you're pointing at, Catherine, is the whole spiritual deal, right? Because the universe has been going on for a long time, right?
Yeah.
People have been around for a long time. And as I'm fond of pointing out, most of them who have been here are dead. And a lot have been dead for a really long time. And one day we will be. Okay? So taking the world seriously as if it's going to matter, you know, if the news were all good, which as far as I can tell has never been the case for as long as there have been human beings, right? Because we tend to be the species that is trying to screw things up as fast as we possibly can. So even if all the news were good, you're still going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get to the bottom of what's going on now. Okay, however it goes with the world, we have an opportunity to find freedom and joy. Whatever mm-hmm. happens, right? And if we lose mm-hmm. sight of that, falling for some, well, I'll be okay if the world is okay, you're going to leave it regardless. So find out how to be with it in peace, compassion, and joy, and leave mm-hmm. it with peace, compassion, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opportunity that we have. So
here's
another little encouragement, because, you know, I'm a firm believer in participation, which means we are here and we have a chance to assist in the ways that we feel are helpful. Whether they are or not, who knows, but we can participate in the ways that feel helpful to us. So if you want to stay involved with what's going on in the world, find out who the people are who are attempting the difference that you want to attempt, and find out, stay tuned to what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
rather than focusing on what the people are doing who are not participating in a way that you think is a good idea. Don't focus
mm-hmm.
on them. That doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. Focus on, it's like stick with Sangha. It's the same principle.
Yeah.
You know, if you believe in whatever it is that you believe in, find the people who are supporting that and stay close to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Happier for everybody.
Yeah. Very inspiring and very lots of play in that. So thank you.
Lots of play. Yeah. Yep. Be a good time for those people who are working hard to make the difference that you feel is important to make.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Be a joyful, compassionate presence for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Catherine. There's so much in that conversation, Jerry. But the essence of what I was picking up there is it is spiritual because I project that we are required to find the unconditional unconditionally. Yeah. And the confusion that we experience is if I do that, then somehow the other, I'm confused because what's bad and what I don't appreciate or what's harmful is something that I am accepting. But that from that place of acceptance of everything is the play of life itself, and if I can unconditionally accept that, then I can participate, as you said, in whatever way contributes to how I want the world to be. That doesn't mean the world will be that way.
That's right. But you will be.
That's right. They're not contradictory positions. And I think that that's such a good example of how conditioning gets us because it creates a sense of awe or conflict when there is none.
Yes. Yes. Because because we're so conditioned to duality, it's really hard for us to picture that all of it is happening at once. It's not going from this to that. It's this and mm-hmm. that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Lorraine in Connecticut.
Well, hello, Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine.
What are you seeing?
So I think what I want to look at in this focus is So I'm seeing a process where, and I notice it sometimes when someone asks me, like, how I'm doing or how the day is going, and there's this, like, hesitance that creeps in, like, it was good. You know what I'm saying? It was good, but it doesn't really sound like it was good. And just wondering, like, how that happens when, like, I know that I have a life that has a lot of things in it that I am excited about. I have like an incredible amount of choice and privilege with practice, with the things I'm involved in. So like there's someone here who is participating in getting to create a life that has lots of things in it that I mm-hmm. want to play with, that I'm excited about, that I'm curious about. And then there's some way that then the answer still always ends up being, it's okay, it's good.
Well, yes.
And I just want to look at that.
that is critical. Because what you're getting to see is an ego takeover. So there's what you know to be true about your life. Then somebody asks you the question and there's ego to present the picture that's going to support it and karma.
Yes, and I think sometimes if someone didn't even ask me, like if I even was alone and went to review it myself, it would always be like,
That's right.
You were distracted at this and you really didn't.
That's right. Because, Lorraine, where are you looking to get the information?
At the system that criticizes me harshly no matter what I do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Anytime we say, you know, how am I doing? Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's just opening the floodgates, right? Ego is just, boom. Well, let me tell you a little something about yourself. And so what we're learning in practice is don't let ego answer those questions. Don't look to conditioned mind. Look mm-hmm. to the same place that you look to know that you have a great life? Where do you look to know that? Not conditioned mind.
Yeah, not conditioned mind. So one of the things I've been practicing with, because this has been loosely related to what I'm looking at with my Zen coach right now, is just letting myself make some recordings throughout the day about what I am excited about, or what, you know, what's in my life today that I care about or that I'm curious, you know, mm-hmm. the reminders of you know, what are the things. Essentially, I wasn't thinking about it as play in the coaching before this session started, but I think it is related to that, like seeing my mm-hmm. life like a palette for me to respond to what I'm excited about or what I'm curious about. And so I've been practicing with making those recordings, once or twice a day.
That's right. Because you can just walk outside or wherever you can get the time to do it and say, let me tell you a little bit about what I love.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you just a few of the things that I'm loving right now. Because if you're excited about something in your life, it's probably, the odds are very good that it's not something that's right there at that moment.
Right.
Right? But you're excited about the fact that that's in your life, that you get to do that, that you get to be that, that you get to have that, however that is. And so it could be in those recordings, it could be that tree that's in bloom. It could be the sky, right? It could be the fact that I'm able to get up and walk anytime I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that
so are you suggesting to look at, I'm often doing it more about just, you know, things I'm participating in that I get to do this, I get to do that, but mm-hmm. bringing it closer to what's here and, you know, more readily present.
All of that, Lorraine, all of it.
Yeah.
But the phrasing is, let me tell you a few things about what, okay? Because what that phrasing will do is begin to train you to think in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about. Yeah? Because that's what we're up against is ego telling us about itself all the time. Well, you know, it's okay. And so you want to take over that role of being the one who tells you about you and about your life.
I'm really happy to be looking at this because I think it's so seductive to look at what's not quite well, because that's often what people talk to each other about. Also a piece of it that's like, the thought's trying to get away, but that's kind of necessary, that process or something. But I know that
that's right.
That can even be reframed, because something that I love, like I know that I love, and that's why I practice so much, is this practice of looking at this person and how they suffer and all of that. So there's
ego,
just always a path back to the energy.
Ego loves to look at suffering and to talk to you about how you suffer. That's a favorite topic.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's something to just to know and watch, okay? If you start doing this around other people, people will have an attitude because they are conditioned in exactly the same way that we're talking about. They are conditioned to be identified with ego and talk about the negativity. That's how society operates. And if you've got guts enough to, how's it going? Oh, gosh, it's great. You know, I'm so excited because blah, 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 blah. Okay? And they'll roll their eyes and go, oh, Miss Pollyanna, here she comes. But over time, it will have an influence. It will certainly influence you, and it will influence them, because even though they are conditioned to roll their eyes, being around you will feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so
Very
much.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let us know, huh?
I will.
All right. Thanks, Lorraine.
Yeah,
thanks, Lorraine. Sure, it looks like we have time for one other caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Diane in Colorado.
Well, hello, Diane. What are you seeing?
I am seeing that I'm so delighted that we're doing this topic. I'm invited to play far more than I'm willing to engage because I get caught up in this. Ego has me caught up in the you don't have time, this is serious, we got to get going story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to go on vacation where the invitations to play will be even more numerous than they usually are. So it's a great time to be having this workshop.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask you about something, Diane. I hear a certain sparkle in your voice.
I know, shocking, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say shocking, but I would say lovely. And I bet we can both acknowledge different from some occasions in the past.
Absolutely.
And is the element of play part of that? Is there not just the focus of this month, but is there a certain lightness that has crept into your life?
Yeah, it comes and goes, and it's delightful when I'm in it, and I guess say yes to it. And there
mm-hmm.
are other times when I'm, as I've said before, stuck in the mud, and
mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying this time when I don't feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. And can we give your devotion to practice some credit for that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's just for, you know, that's just for all of us other, you know, all of us human beings who also get stuck in the mud once in a while. And to realize that it's not a permanent condition. Yeah, we can get restuck. With practice, we spend less time stuck, more time in sparkle, more time enjoying, and our ability to see what conditioning is doing to us gets sharper.
That's my hope. To see what it's doing is one thing, and then to move from that is another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can see what it's doing way more often than I've effectively shifted from there. But I'm much better now than I used to be at identifying, oh, I see this. I see.
Yeah, I know what that is. Well, I would like to, since you're headed off, on vacation, very fun. I want to tell you about an exercise that we did in the retreat, the Going Beyond Fear, Resistance, and Limitations retreat that I offered to people last night. It's a variation on one that we have done in the past, and here's the way it goes. So you realize, you want to do this actually now. Now would be a perfect time to do this little exercise. So you're coming up with all of the words that you can come up with that bring you here, that you enjoy, that are a pleasure, that help you to come to center, okay? So it could be peace and joy and gratitude and kindness and love and caring and expansiveness and, you know, like that. And so you make one of those recordings where you say the word and then you into the recorder. You say the word into the recorder and you give time enough to feel that word in your body. And then
uh-huh.
you say the next word and pause to feel that in your body. And you keep going until you get to the end of whatever list you've made. You know, try 20 or 25 words, favorite words. And then when you realize, ooh, I think one foot has just hit the mud, you turn on that recording, and you sit down and turn on that recording, and you do that process. You hear the word in that pause. You say the word. You feel it reverberate in your body. You hear the next word, you feel, and watch where you are at the end of that recording. And here's the, for anybody who is willing to try this, what you don't want to do is turn to conditioned mind to see, am I feeling better? Right? Because that would be a disaster. You just want to stay with how all of that feels in your body.
Excellent.
Good. Take that on your vacation. Pack that in your vacation supplies.
I will, along with my trusty phone and recorder.
There you go. Well, you have a marvelous time, okay? And let us know.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Diane.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Diane. There's such a power in saying yes to what's offered, right, Cherry? That is play.
Yes, it's so enjoyable.
Yep.
And that's
all
what,
right. So
that's what this is really about, isn't it? We're learning to enjoy, and play when we're able to do it is so enjoyable. And when we're not, it's such a clear picture of how enjoyment is withheld from us.
And the signal to move towards it. It's a very fun exercise, Sherry. I hope everyone will do it. I certainly am going to, because it's a training. It's a training to move to that experience that I want to live from. Just as we train to see conditioned mind, we train to get out of it too.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Our assignment for today. Before a fair amount of introspection reveals something different, we believe that we are a single unified entity. I am me. I think my thoughts and feel my feelings. Upon closer examination, we begin to notice that there is more than just one I making up me. Your assignment: review the conversation you jotted down about this issue and begin to identify the various I's having the conversation. One way to do this is to group similar statements. Find a word or phrase that describes each I. It's likely to give quality or characteristic. Record and listen to what you see. Example, the voices. Is this really a good idea? You're going to make a fool of yourself. Do you have an exit strategy if you're miserable? Are you sure you have the time for this? What fun. I have no idea how this is going to go. The eyes. Cautious. Is this really a good idea? Responsible. Are you sure you have time for this? Planner. Do you have an exit strategy if you're miserable? Afraid. You're going to make a fool of yourself. Playful. What fun. I have no idea how this is going to go.
The team.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. Go happy.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.